Welcome to another deep dive, and this time we're going to tackle AI in cybersecurity.
Sounds exciting.
It is, for those tuning in, you're probably curious how AI is being used to fight all those cyber threats we keep hearing about.
Right, everyone's talking about it, but what's really going on?
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to like peel back the layers and see what's actually happening, you know?
Absolutely. We need to go beyond the hype.
Okay, so first, like, why is everyone making such a big deal about AI and cybersecurity anyway?
Well, think about it. The volume of threats, the complexity, it's just exploding. Traditional methods just can't keep up.
So we need something more, something smarter.
Exactly. Humans just can't analyze the mountains of data flowing through networks every second. It's like trying to find, I don't know, a tiny speck of dust on a giant beach.
Okay, I get that. Too much data, too fast. So AI is like, what? Bringing in a supercomputer to scan that whole beach in a flash.
It's like having a team of superpowered analysts working 24/7. They can see patterns, connections that we humans might miss completely.
That sounds impressive. Can you give us an example, like a real-world case where AI caught something a human missed?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There was this one case with, it was an APT, an advanced persistent threat, super sneaky. AI was able to connect all these seemingly random dots.
Like what kind of dots?
Unusual logins from weird locations, strange file access, even subtle shifts in the way people were writing emails.
Whoa, really? AI can pick up on that kind of stuff?
Yeah, crazy, right? A human analyst might never have seen the connection, but the AI flagged it as suspicious, and boom, it turned out to be a major hacking group trying to steal sensitive data.
So AI isn't just like reacting after the fact, it's proactively hunting for threats that might already be hiding in our system.
Exactly. It's like having a security guard who not only sees a break-in happening, but can spot someone casing the joint days before.
Okay, so we need AI to keep up with these sophisticated attackers, but how does it actually work? I hear all this talk about machine learning, but what does that really mean?
So machine learning is all about algorithms that they can learn from data and make predictions about future behavior.
Like those recommendations you get on Spotify?
Kind of, but in cybersecurity, we train these AI models on huge amounts of data, both good and bad, normal network stuff, and examples of attacks.
So it's like showing the AI a bunch of pictures of cats and dogs who can tell the difference, but instead it's learning to recognize good and bad network activity.
That's a great analogy. So instead of relying on fixed rules like old school antivirus software, AI is always learning, evolving.
Okay, that makes sense. So the AI is constantly updating its knowledge about threats.
Right. And there are different flavors of machine learning too. You've got supervised learning, where you feed the AI labeled data, basically telling it, this is a good guy, this is a bad guy.
Like giving it a cheat sheet.
Sort of, yeah. Then there's unsupervised learning, where the AI has to figure things out on its own, like spot the odd one out.
So it's got to be more independent, figure out the patterns without being explicitly told.
Exactly. And then there's reinforcement learning, where the AI learns by trial and error. It's like, okay, I tried this, it didn't work. Let's try something else.
Wow. So AI is learning all these different ways to keep us safe. So much for robots taking over the world, they're too busy protecting it.
Well, at least in the cybersecurity world, that seems to be the case.
So we've got all these different types of machine learning working behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What are some of the big ways AI is actually being used to protect us?
Great question. One of the most powerful applications is anomaly detection.
Okay, anomaly detection. So that's what AI being the super vigilant security guard.
Exactly. It's constantly scanning for anything out of the ordinary, anything that just doesn't fit the normal pattern.
So it's like AI is learning what normal behavior looks like on a network, and if something deviates from that, boom, red flag.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You know those home security systems that learn your routine?
Yeah, like when you usually arm and disarm them.
Right. So if someone tries to open a door when you're supposed to be on vacation, the alarm goes off. That's anomaly detection in action.
Ah, I get it. So in a network, if someone's doing something they shouldn't be, AI spots it instantly.
Precisely. And the beauty of it is that AI can analyze massive amounts of data in real time. It's not waiting for something bad to happen. It's constantly looking for those early warning signs.
Wow, so it's not just about analyzing what's already happened, it's about preventing attacks in the first place. That's pretty powerful.
It is. It's like having a security guard who can spot a suspicious person before they even try to break in.
Okay, but I'm guessing there can be false alarms, right? Like if someone just forgets to log out or something. Does AI get it wrong
Oh,
sometimes?
yeah, that's a challenge. False positives are a real concern. You don't want the alarm going off every time someone accidentally leaves a light on.
Right, you go crazy.
Exactly. So, to reduce those false positives, AI systems use techniques like network segmentation.
Network segmentation, can you explain that?
Sure. Imagine your house divided into separate sections, each with its own security system. So there's a problem in one section, like the kitchen, the alarm only goes off in the kitchen, not the whole house.
Okay, so it's like breaking a big network down into smaller chunks to help the AI focus be more accurate.
That's a great way to put it. It's all about making the AI's job easier and more effective.
So we've got AI acting like a superpowered detective, sniffing out anomalies in real time. What else, what other tricks does AI have up its sleeve when it comes to cybersecurity? There's got to be more, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've only just scratched the surface.
And we've been talking about how AI is like this cybersecurity Swiss Army knife, tackling all sorts of challenges. And before we, well, just now, we were discussing those ethical considerations, especially with that behavioral analytics stuff.
Yeah, and as these AI systems get even more advanced, we really got to watch out for potential biases, right? Making sure they're not being used to unfairly target anyone.
Like, we don't want AI to become some kind of digital big brother, you know?
Exactly. It's about security, not discrimination. But hey, maybe we can switch gears a bit, delve deeper into another fascinating area, threat intelligence.
Oh, yeah, we touched on that earlier, but I'm really curious to hear more. How can AI help us stay ahead of those cyber criminals? They're always coming up with new tricks. It's like a never-ending game of cat and mouse.
It really is.
Huh?
And that's why relying only on human analysts, pouring
Yeah.
over mountains of data, it just doesn't cut it anymore.
Right, they'd be drowning in information overload.
Exactly. It's like looking for a needle in a haystack, but the haystack keeps growing and changing shape.
Okay, so we need AI to help us make sense of all that chaos.
Exactly. AI-powered threat intelligence platforms can analyze massive amounts of data from all over the place, the dark web, blogs, social media, you name it, and they can do it in real time.
Wow, so it's like having a global network of digital spies feeding information to an AI mastermind who can actually connect the dots.
That's a great way to put it. And remember, AI never gets tired, never misses a detail. It can spot those subtle patterns that humans might overlook.
So it's like having an extra set of eyes, but these eyes can see things we can't. Can you give me an example? Like a real-world situation where this might come into play.
Okay, imagine a new malware strain is being developed, right? They're talking about it on those dark web forums. Human analysts might not find out until it's too late, but AI can pick up on those conversations, analyze the code, and alert security teams before the malware even hits the streets.
That's incredible. So AI is not just about reacting to attacks, it's about anticipating them, getting ahead of the curve.
Exactly. It's all about proactive security, stopping those attacks before they can even cause damage. And, speaking of prevention, AI is also a game changer when it comes to automation.
Yes, let those robots handle the boring stuff,
We
right?
got it. AI can automate all sorts of security tasks, incident response, malware analysis, vulnerability scanning, you name it.
Okay, so paint me a picture here. What does that actually look like?
Well, imagine this. A security alert goes off, right? AI can immediately jump in, analyze the situation, and even take steps to contain the damage, all before a human even knows what's going on.
That's amazing. So AI is like the first responder, right there on the front lines, ready to act instantly.
Exactly. And that speed can be crucial in those critical early moments of an attack. Plus, while AI is handling that, human security experts can focus on those bigger picture issues.
Right, like figuring out who's behind the attack or how to prevent it from happening again. It's all about teamwork, right?
Precisely. AI and human expertise working together, that's the winning combination. And of course, we can't forget about those insider threats. Always a tough one to crack.
Yeah, those are tricky, hard to detect because it's someone who already has access, right?
Exactly. And they can be malicious, intentionally trying to steal data, or just careless, accidentally exposing sensitive information.
So how can AI help us with that? It seems like a very human problem.
Well, AI can analyze user behavior, looking for anything out of the ordinary. Like we talked about before, it can track login times, file access, emails, all that stuff.
So it's like AI is constantly watching, learning each person's normal patterns. Sounds a little creepy if you ask me.
I know what you mean, but remember, it's not about spying on employees. It's about spotting those red flags that could indicate a problem.
Okay, so if someone suddenly starts accessing files they never have before or working at strange hours, AI might raise a flag.
Exactly. It's all about catching those subtle clues that something might be wrong before it turns into a major security breach.
This is all pretty amazing stuff. It sounds like AI can tackle almost any security challenge, whether it's external or internal.
It's a powerful tool, that's for sure. But as we've been discussing, we got to use it responsibly.
Right. It's not just about the technology. It's about the ethics, too.
Absolutely. We need to be having these conversations, thinking about the implications, making sure AI is used for good, not for harm.
So we've been talking about all these amazing things AI can do for cybersecurity, and it really is like having a secret weapon. I mean, it can analyze all that data, spot those hidden patterns, and even predict what the attackers might do next.
It is pretty incredible how fast this field is advancing.
Sure.
Definitely an exciting time to be working in cybersecurity.
Before we wrap up, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about threat hunting. It sounds kind of mysterious and exciting, like a digital detective story or something. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. Threat hunting is all about taking the fight to the attackers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about waiting for an alarm to go off. It's about actively searching for threats that might already be lurking in your systems. It's about being proactive.
So it's like being a digital Sherlock Holmes looking
yeah.
for clues that everyone else has missed. I like it.
That's a great analogy. Threat hunters use all sorts of tools and techniques to track down these hidden threats. They're looking at network traffic, system logs, user behavior, anything that might give them a clue.
That sounds like a pretty tough job. So where does AI fit in?
AI is becoming a really valuable tool for threat hunters. Remember how we talked about AI being able to analyze massive amounts of data and spot patterns? Well, that's incredibly useful in threat hunting. AI can sift through mountains of data looking for those tiny hints of malicious activity.
So the AI is like the threat hunter's sidekick, providing them with leads to investigate.
Exactly. And the best part is that it's a true partnership. AI can handle the heavy lifting of data analysis while the human threat hunters bring their experience and intuition to the table.
It's like having the best of both worlds, the power of AI combined with human ingenuity.
Exactly. And as AI gets even smarter, we can expect even more powerful tools for threat hunting. Imagine AI systems that can automatically generate hypotheses about potential threats, predict what the attackers might do next, and even recommend countermeasures.
Wow, that sounds amazing. It's like having an AI that can not only detect threats, but actually help us outsmart the attackers.
You got it. The future of threat hunting is all about that collaboration between humans and AI.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. I feel like I've learned so much about how AI is being used to protect us from all those cyber threats out there.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
It's a field that's constantly changing, so it's important to stay curious and keep learning.
Absolutely. Before we go, are there any key takeaways you'd like our listeners to remember?
Well, the first thing is AI isn't a silver bullet. It's a powerful tool, but it's not going to magically solve all our cybersecurity problems. We still need strong security practices, trained professionals, and awareness among users.
Right. It's about more than just the technology.
Exactly. And the second thing is, this field is moving so fast, there are new techniques and applications popping up all the time. So it's important to stay informed, keep up with the latest developments.
So don't get complacent. The bad guys are always innovating, and we need to do the same.
Exactly. And finally, always think about the ethics. AI is powerful, and we need to make sure it's being used responsibly.
Absolutely. We want to use AI to make the digital world safer for everyone, not create new problems.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's the goal, right? To use technology to build a better future, a future where everyone can feel safe and secure online.
That's a fantastic way to end our conversation. Thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise. I know our listeners have gotten a lot out of this deep dive.
It was my pleasure. Always happy to talk about cybersecurity.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We hope you found this deep dive informative and engaging. Remember, knowledge is power. And the more we understand about these technologies, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the ever-changing digital world. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there.